From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The main Syrian opposition group has arrived in Geneva for peace talks. Members of the group arrived Saturday, but it is not clear whether the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee will participate directly in UN-backed talks on a political settlement of the Syrian civil war. The HNC said earlier it would boycott the negotiations completely because Russia and the Syrian government have not halted airstrikes on civilian areas or eased blockades that have stopped deliveries of humanitarian aid. On Friday, however, the opposition coalition said it had received unspecified assurances that prompted the HNC's decision to send a delegation to Geneva after all. Representatives of Syrian Kurds fighting the Syrian government said they were not invited to join the Geneva meetings and will not be part of the peace talks. Turkey opposed the Syrian Kurds' participation, saying that they are linked to Kurdish fighters who have fought with Turkey for more than 30 years over control of Kurdish-majority areas of southeastern Turkey. The Zika virus is spreading rapidly in Latin America, and Asian governments have issued advisories attempting to contain the mosquito-borne disease. Health authorities in several Asian countries have advised travelers, particularly pregnant women, to avoid trips to Central and South America. They have asked people coming or returning from those areas who display symptoms such as fever and rashes to immediately report to health centers. Zika could be linked to birth defects such as brain damage in newborns and could cause temporary paralysis. This is VOA News. At least 37 migrants, including several children, drowned and about 75 were rescued after a boat transporting them to the Greek island of Lesbos sank off Turkey's western coast Saturday. The Turkish Coast Guard said in a statement that 9 victims were trapped inside the capsized craft as patrol boats picked up 75 survivors and continued to search for others. A private Turkish news agency reported that at least 5 of those who died were children, while rescued migrants were hospitalized for hypothermia. The news agency reported that the migrants were of Syrian, Afghan, and Myanmar origin. Dozens of African leaders are in Addis Ababa for the opening session of the African Union Summit. AU Chair and Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe opened the summit, which this year focuses on human rights. But as Marta Vanderwolf reports, the crisis in Burundi is topping the agenda.
Burundi, South Sudan, and terrorism are the security issues topping the agenda of the African Union Summit. Violence in Burundi erupted last year after its president announced his intention to seek a third term in office. Opposition groups said the move was unconstitutional. Burundi's foreign minister, Alain Nyamitwe, said Friday night the country is not allowing African troops into Burundi.
We wanted to let everybody know in the council that the problems of Burundi have to be solved by Burundians.
The African Union summit will wrap up on Sunday evening. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
The New York Times newspaper has endorsed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination and said it favors the long-shot candidacy of Ohio Governor John Kasich as the Republican nominee. The newspaper's editorial board called Clinton one of the most broadly and deeply qualified presidential candidates in modern history. The editorial on the Republican Kasich said that Kasich, although a distinct underdog, is the only plausible choice for Republicans tired of extremism and inexperience on display in this race. Newspaper editorial endorsements are a long-standing tradition in the American political process, but U.S. voters are now bombarded with so much information from so many sources that one endorsement is of less importance. Germany's Angelique Kerber beat world number one women's tennis player Serena Williams in 3 sets to take the Australian Open title Saturday. Kerber upset the 6-time Aussie Open winner 6-4, 3-6, and 6-4. The men's final has Andy Murray taking on Novak Djokovic. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.